Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy discussions with Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox on various topics related to nature spirituality. Tonight's podcast is an encore presentation from 2013 where Selena shared information about the Celtic goddess Brigid, her symbols, her lore, and forms, as well as ways of connecting and working with her in her sacred time of Imbolc and year-round for inspiration, healing, and transformation.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we journey into the realm of Brigid magic. Brigid is known to many as a Celtic goddess of inspiration, healing, and the forge. But she also, over time, has transformed to be a multicultural, international, multilingual, and multi-faith goddess form. And tonight, we're going to explore some of the ways of working with her, her symbols, her traditions, her lore, connect with some of her sacred places and names, and ways to be able to work with her, in particular at this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere, the time of the waxing light and lengthening days. We begin with an invocation. Brigid, we call to you. Brigid, we honor you. We call to you as goddess of the sun, as goddess of the lengthening days, as goddess of Imbolc, Candlemas, the height of winter, the beginning of Celtic spring. Brigid, we call to you as healer, as goddess of medicine, as midwife, as protectress of brides, of children. Brigid, we call to you as goddess of the land, goddess of fertility, goddess of the sacred oak. Brigid, we call to you as goddess of the waters, of holy well and sacred spring, the waters of life, the waters of intuition, the waters of cleansing, the waters of inspiration. Brigid, we call to you as goddess that has many forms, has many names across the ages and around the world. We call to you as ancient goddess. We call to you as goddess of now. We call to you as goddess of future generations. Brigid, we call to you. We honor you. We welcome you into our time together tonight. Guide us, teach us, bless us. Help us know your ways. And help us as we each journey individually and as we journey together. Many blessings. Bridget is sometimes known as Brige, as Bride. And there's a whole number of sacred names and words that have been associated with Bridget. And some say that these are titles from the ancient past, meaning exalted one, fiery arrow, bright one. Some say they were actually sacred names of the goddess in different forms. We do know that the Celtic peoples were diverse. We look back and talk about those peoples as Celts, similar to in the United States of America, we talk about a number of indigenous peoples that were in North America before the big wave of European contact as Native Americans. But the Celts didn't call themselves Celts, and the Native Americans in the original times didn't call themselves Native Americans. So these are groupings that we have developed in language to help understand some parallels amongst peoples. Bridget was many things to many people, and today she is being honored not only by contemporary pagans, but as Saint Bridget, a form that she took on as Ireland and some other parts of Europe were Christianized. She's honored by Roman Catholics, by other Christians, by Christo-pagans. And she also has gone beyond the Celtic realm to being an all-goddess, a goddess that has become multicultural. Indeed, some say that there are forms of her in Afro-Caribbean traditions, and some say that in the Hindu pantheon, Saraswati and her swan are actually forms of that divine feminine that we know today as Bridget, although they may have emerged independently of each other. Many people use a form of Bridget's name without realizing that in so saying, they're actually using a goddess name, and that word is Bride. And Bridget did honor brides, watch over brides, and her name, Bride, not only common in Scottish realms, but some other places as well, is a particular form of her name from the ancient past. What I'd like to do now is guide a short meditation so that you have an opportunity to connect with Bridget in a way that is right for you in your particular form of spiritual practice. To begin, let yourself sit comfortably and let the sound of my voice and the words that I use aid you in creating a journey for yourself to connect with Bridget. In the next few moments of quiet, taking some deep, slow breaths, relax yourself. And as you close your eyes, imagine a radiant light in the form of a sphere in your mind's eye. And silently call to Bridget in the form of this glowing light to come and be with you. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. And as you focus your awareness and your imagination on connecting with the light and with Bridget, invite her to appear to you within that light in some form. And as you gaze at the light and gaze at the form that she appears, let that be the new focus of your meditation. And ask that a word, a phrase, a sentence of guidance come to you now as you focus on her form. Let appreciation rise up and be expressed to her. Let yourself remember the light and the symbol or other form that has come to you and the guidance that was triggered by this experience. Know that you can use this form of meditation to connect with Bridget and to experience one or more of her forms, of her facets. And as you feel complete with your experience, we give thanks to Bridget of the glowing light and whatever she shared with you on this night. Let's shift now and consider some additional things about Bridget and ways of working with her. For some people, they work with Bridget year-round. I am one of those people. Some work with Bridget specifically at the beginning of February in the Northern Hemisphere. What is known as Imbolc or Candlemas, the name it got during the Middle Ages, or Bridget's time, or Bridget's Day, Bridget's Eve, Bridget's Feast. The festival has been known by many names. Some celebrate on January 31st, on February 1st, February 2nd. Some will celebrate a bit closer to the midpoint between winter solstice and spring equinox, which in the northern hemisphere is closer to February 5th, 6th, and 7th. So you can work with her year-round, or you can work with her as a form of the divine feminine that's specifically linked with this time of year. Another thing to consider as you work with Bridget is which of her faces, which of her facets, which of her forms do you most connect with? Many people are aware of her triple form as the goddess of inspiration, the goddess of healing, and the goddess of the forge and crafts. Certainly, these three forms are used by many practitioners and really can be worked with in different ways. The inspiration facet can be not only working to be inspired to create poetry, a story, a song, but inspiration for problem solving, for stimulating creativity. Her aspect as the goddess of forge and crafts, some call that facet the goddess of transformation. For when you are creating something, be it iron in blacksmithing or goldsmithing, for she was also in the past and continues to be in the present, a goddess who watches over goldsmiths, or having some form of handicrafts or artistry. There, that creative spirit takes the form of making things and transforming. In addition to getting practical skills in crafting, ironwork, goldwork, paintings, photographs, sculptures, quilts, woodworking, just a few of the crafts, she can, in that aspect, be an aid to crafting your life and yourself. What do you let go of? What do you emphasize? What do you need to move from and to? What are ways to synthesize past experiences into a new form of understanding? As goddess of healing and medicine, she can take the form of physical healing, mental healing, social healing, behavioral healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. She can be a help to those who are in the healing professions. She also, in her guise of the goddess of healing, has been connected with new life and renewal. So in that sense, she has had a long association with birth, childbirth, and birth of new things, renewal, rebirth, and she's connected with the young, watching over children, parenthood. But in addition to these three major facets of Bridget, she has many other symbols, many other things that have been attributed to her that you can work with. And in considering which of her many facets you are most aligned with and which ones to develop skills and to deepen relationship with, it's important to have a more holistic view of Bridget. Recognizing that in addition to inspiring and healing and transforming, she has a long history of being associated with a number of sacred forms. Bridget of the land, some connect with her in that way year-round, not just during the winter time, but during the growing time and the harvesting time. The land, attuning to the land, and having the land be fertile and alive, bringing forth abundant plants, bringing forth nurturing of life. Bridget certainly has connection with specific places on the planet, and one of those places is known as Kildare, and that's in Ireland. Kildare, some say, meaning Church of the Oaks. And before the Brigantine nuns cared for her sacred land, her sacred oaks, her sacred waters, and her sacred fire, and for the community of people that would come and honor her there as Saint Bridget, she was connected with that place and its oaks and its fire and its holy well and its magic from the most ancient of times. There's a place at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve that we call Bridget Spring. It flows year-round, and we've dedicated that place and the spring as a place of connecting with her. Across Europe, not only in Ireland and parts of the UK, but other parts of Europe, there were many types of sacred springs and holy wells. And one of the customs of connecting with Bridget at these watery places would be to take a strip of cloth, often a bit of one's own garments, and tie it on a tree, on a branch near the watery place, be it a well or a spring, and to tie it there, asking Bridget for healing for oneself or for a loved one. So these prayer cloths, or some call them clothi or cloti or cluti, something that continues to be done today, not only on Bridget's feast day in early February, but throughout the year. We have at Circle Sanctuary not only some trees and bushes around, but we also have a particular hanger made of iron with some grapevine hoops that we use to tie on not only cloth, but ribbons and other streaming things. So we've adapted that custom as a way of calling on Bridget of the spring and of the land and of healing to aid in manifesting well-being for ourselves and others that we name as we tie the ribbons to her holy place. Bridget can have a place in your own home by creating a Bridget shrine or a Bridget altar. I have several in my own home. My main household altar has a statue that has a triple form of Bridget there. And I actually move the statue around depending on which of those three facets I work with and I want to attune to. So in addition to some old places and some new places, you can create a personal place in your own home. It can be very simple. It can take the form of a symbol connected with Bridget that will be your focal point for connecting with her. Or it can be a bit more elaborate with an image of her, some candles, and if you work with her in her holy waters, some water gathered from one of her holy watery places or water dedicated to her. And what to do at these places connected with Bridget, a sacred place and sacred land. Honor her, call to her, make offerings, reflect, meditate, celebrate. I live in an oak forest, so in addition to connecting with Bridget indoors at the household shrine, I connect with her as I go walking into the oak forest and celebrate her as the goddess of oaks. Indeed, at this time of year, one of the ways that I celebrate her connection with sacred oaks and with her connection with goldsmith work is to have golden acorns and golden acorn leaves, some with symbolic gold and some actually gold-covered acorns and leaves that I got from an artist that specializes in this kind of nature art. And as I look at the gold acorns and the gold leaves, this reminds me of the lengthening days, the waxing light. It connects me not only with her as goddess of the oak, of strength, of longevity, of well-being, but as goddess of the sun. Many people have a special place of Bridget without necessarily thinking of it as a shrine. One of her symbols is the Bridget's cross, traditionally made of rushes, but it can be made of a number of materials. Essentially, it's an equal arm cross in motion. And there are a number of ways of crafting this. Some people do it with ritual. Some people craft a Bridget's cross every year as part of celebrating Imbolc. Some have a crafted Bridget's cross that they've gotten from an artist. And I actually have a collection of different kinds of Bridget crosses, some of which I've made myself at our Imbolc celebrations. Traditionally, these are hung in the home, often next to a doorway or above a doorway as a home blessing charm. in addition to blessing your home, also one of the facets and powers of Bridget is to bless thresholds and to bless the home. It is a way of looking at Bridget as the goddess of the year and of the sun. She also has been connected with various types of agriculture, grain and sheep, lambing, milk is connected with the lambing process, and milk is one of her sacred substances. But she also is a goddess with connections with the swan. And in my own family tree, on my father's mother's side, I am descended from a clan, as it were, in Scotland that has, through oral family history, a connection with Saint Bridget, and before that, Bridget. And her symbol of swan is continuing to be with that part of the family. And when I went to the old family place in Fife, Scotland, I saw lots of swan images, not only in the crest, but in decorations around the ancient home that still exists there. So for me, one of the ways that I personally connect with Bridget is an ancestral way, and to work with her as a swan. A swan that not only is beauty, but the swan that's been connected with thought and the imagination and wisdom. Some additional things connected with Bridget that you may want to work with is working with her as the goddess of whistling. Indeed, it is said that in some of the old Celtic lore that she invented whistling. And she also is said to have invented keening. When you go into the old tales, the old Celtic mythology, when her son died, she did part singing, part wailing, and evolved this way of emotional release expressing grief called keening, which in itself can be a very therapeutic piece to help one deal with death passages and with release. What are some traditions to do with Bridget? Well, one is at this time of year to invite her into a celebration, into a ritual, into a party, into the observance. And one way of doing that is to actually open up the door and to call her in. And Bridget, come to us. Bridget is welcome. Or some other short chant. And to have the door open, to call to her three times, and feel the rush of the air flowing through, then shutting the door and experiencing her as the breath of fresh air coming in. In some of our invoke ceremonies, we have someone, usually a young woman or an older girl, wear a crown of lights. Now, this is similar to Lucia or Lucina at Yuletide. Same idea of having actual candles, or what we use are battery-operated candles that are in a specially formed headdress. And We have Bridget appear at some of our ceremonies over the years in the form of the Maiden of the Waxing Light. And that can be quite a beautiful image and quite an honor for the young woman who has been selected or has volunteered to do this part. This year at Circle Sanctuaries and Book Festival, our festival coordinator actually served as Bridget years ago when she was much younger and was part of our celebration in that way. And now she's actually coordinating our festival. So I want to celebrate Megan for that transformation. Some additional things that one may want to do to celebrate this time of year with Bridget is to kindle candles. And we often use white candles of various shapes and sizes as we create our altar to Bridget. And it can be quite spectacular to have lots of different lights and all kindled in community in celebration of her. Certainly the telling of stories, and Bridget has lots of different tales. Everything from turning a whole lake into beer one Easter time, that's one of those hybrid Christian and pagan stories connected with Saint Bridget and Bridget, or the tales of her own birth. Some legends say that she was given birth at a threshold. Creating poems for Bridget. Researching poems from the past, honoring her. Creating songs to her. Bringing together Bridget images to celebrate her diversity. Another tradition is to pick a particular facet of Bridget and to really immerse yourself in that. To read about it, to do research about it, talk with others about it, meditate upon Bridget in that aspect, and to totally surround yourself with that imagery and lore and understandings to deepen your alignment and your connection with her, with that. Some additional things to do as you work with Bridget. This way, I'm inviting you to consider working with her year-round, is to have a place where you can sit or stand meditatively and honor her, connect with her, and deepen your relationship with her. To take a few moments every day to go to that place. It could take the form of a household altar or an oak tree in a nearby place or a Bridget's cross near your front door, but to actually create a time each day where you connect with her, honor her, and deepen your relationship. Another thing that you may want to do in working with Bridget year-round is to have particular chants that you work with for particular purposes. I've created a number of simple chants. I often will do simple chants because when I lead large groups, it's easier to get everyone together chanting if the chant's pretty easy to remember and easy to say. I'd like to share with you some healing chants before we open our evening exploration of Bridget Magic to communications with those of you who are tuning in. And here is a Bridget healing chant that I worked with for my own self many years ago and that I've used in work with clients and teaching them that. It's the Bridget healing chant. Bridget, hear me. Bridget, heal me. Bridget, help me be well. Bridget, hear me. Bridget, heal me. Bridget, help me be well. Bridget, hear me. Bridget, heal me. Bridget, help me be well. Bridget, hear me. Bridget, heal me. Bridget, help me be well. And you can create your own kind of rhythm. You can speak it, or you can add a melody to it. One healing song that I have used is connecting with her in her form of the Sacred Spring. So when I'm at Bridget Spring at Circle Sanctuary, or I'm imagining that I am at that spring or some other watery place for Bridget, I will call to her as the goddess of that sacred water. Lady of the Sacred Spring, heal us as your name we sing. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Lady of the Sacred Spring, heal us as your name we sing. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Lady of the Sacred Spring, heal us as your name we sing. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. So Bridget chants do not have to be long and involved. And as I mentioned before, if you have a lot of people who are going to be joining together, having some simple chants can be really effective, be easy for everyone to tune in. And as you work with Bridget in her different forms, you can create chants that incorporate her forms. In addition to being a goddess of the sun, she is a goddess of fire. And this full moon, myself and others at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we're going to be celebrating full moon this month with a Bridget's Fire full moon. And we're going to connect with her as the goddess, not only of candle flame, but of the hearth and of bonfires and the forge. A very simple chant for inspiration. Bridget Fire, come inspire. Bridget Fire, come inspire. Bridget Fire, come inspire. And that's something that you could be doing as you're kindling candles or kindling a hearth fire or a bonfire or imagining a fire in your own meditative experience. There's something called fire in the head. And certainly a way of working with Bridget is to imagine flames of creativity within your own consciousness. What are some other ways of working with Bridget in spiritual practice? We've talked about working with her Bridget Cross in home blessing. But you can work with a Bridget Cross as a kind of wand. Indeed, in some Bridget circles, I'll have a form of Bridget Cross or Bridget Wheels, they're sometimes called, and I will cast the circle holding the Bridget Cross and go around doing a circle casting chant. I've also used Bridget Crosses as part of healing work, here again, as a kind of wand. One of the stories of Bridget has to do with her and what's known as Bridget's mantle. And this comes from her Christian lore as Saint Bridget. And she was said to have as much land for her abbey as that she could cover with her mantle. Well, she figured out a way to have the ever-expanding mantle and found a way to expand her mantle to uncover lots of land. Some people have taken the concept of Bridget's mantle and used it in the form of Bridget's sacred cloth. And last year, at Bridget's time at Kildare, some friends of mine, Michael McDermott and Patricia Monahan, were there, and they took some cloth and under the night and under the light of Bridget, they left the cloth out to receive the blessings of the goddess on Bridget's night. And they brought that to our in bulk last year and were able to cut off bits and pieces of the cloth that we could each take home with us. A bit of Bridget magic from Kildare, Ireland, one of the holy places connected with Bridget in the past, and that's continuing to be a place in the present. So another way of being able to work with Bridget is to actually make pilgrimage to Bridget places through actual physical journeys or journeys in the imagination, or both. In fact, I recommend that when people are going to a sacred site, they actually go there in their mind's eye first as a way of preparing them for the actual physical journey. Now, in this last part of our evening, I'd like to share with you a Bridget peace chant that I wrote as a kind of benediction, as a kind of blessing. And then I'd like to open up for discussion. And if you want to pose some questions or comments in live chat, if you haven't already done so, I invite you to do that. Bridget can be really a powerful force for peace. Peace in the world and peace within. And this chant is working with Bridget in that form. Bridget, peace around you. Bridget, peace upon you. Bridget, peace within you. Bridget, peace. Inner peace. Bridget, peace around you. Bridget, peace upon you. Bridget, peace within you. Bridget, peace. Inner peace. You can adapt this Bridget peace chant for a personal blessing, using the word me, or for a group blessing, using the word us. Bridget, peace around us. Bridget, peace upon us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget Peace, inner peace. Well, bright Bridget blessings. And we have a few moments to share some ideas and take questions and comments. And I invite my associates and friends, David and Jeanette Ewing. Thank you for your continued work with our show. And I'm wondering, as you come on, if there's been any comments in the chat or you have some things you'd like to share about Bridget Magic tonight.
Hello. Greetings from frigid Northern Virginia. We're actually getting a winter this time. There was a discussion about, there was a little bit of talk, not a whole lot of discussion on the chat. And we need to remind people that when you log in to the Blog Talk Radio to listen to the show online, go ahead and if you log in to Blog Talk Radio, either create a profile or use your Facebook account, then you can log in and actually participate in the chat. We have a lot of guests on tonight. So in the future, please log in so you can comment and ask questions in the chat. Reverend Terry was talking about Bridget as the hearth mother and the goddess of the hearth, kind of attuning to that. And Jeanette was commenting on that as well, as the goddess of the hearth and the forge, so very fire-related aspects of Bridget that they associate with.
Yeah, we have an actual hearth in my home, and every time I am kindling a fire there, and we've been kindling a lot of fires in this depth of winter most recently, I see not only myself doing the physical act of creating a fire with oak logs, because most of our wood is oak, but I call on Bridget to aid me in the building of the fire and the tending of the fire, to help me develop a good awareness of how to work with fire safely and energetically. And I really enjoy hearth kindling and tending, hearth fire work. And that is an ancient part of Bridget Magic. And while not everyone gets the opportunity to have a hearth in a place where they are, we can carry with us the learnings of that. And in kindling candles, we can keep alive that kindling of fire and tending of fire. There are some traditions in which, and this goes back to Kildare lore, and I've heard different accounts. One account is there were 19 priestesses, with Bridget being the 20th. Others, 18 priestesses, with her being the 19th. So take your pick, which of those tales may be the oldest. But essentially, people would take turns, the women would take turns kindling and tending in the eternal fire that was at her Kildare site. And back in the 1990s, Brigantine nuns decided to rekindle the fire, the holy fire, which had burned for hundreds and hundreds of years, but had, due to political upheaval back, I believe, in the 1500s, it got extinguished. But it was brought back in the 1990s, and I know of people that have gone and worked with that fire and have kindled candles from that fire, then extinguished the candle to carry the energy within the wick of those candles. And that's been a tradition that comes from that hearth fire and fire tending part of Bridget. So I really appreciate the mention of that. I'm wondering if anyone else has made any comments about some of the aspects of Bridget that either came in the meditation at the beginning or one may be working with in one song practice?
Well, for myself, it was creativity. Just that was the big message is to I guess develop my creativity. There are some other projects and things I've got going on now where being creative would actually lead to potentially more prosperous things going on. So that was, you know, it was a very brief sort of thing, but that was the thing that came to me.
Yeah. Well, and I should say that some people work with Bridget as a goddess, as who is a divine force that has presence, and I'm certainly one of those people that relates to her in that way. But others work with her more symbolically. Some people recognize her strong connection with Ireland, and for some people, she's an iconic figure. Perhaps not a saint, not a goddess, but as a symbol, just as Lady Liberty, for many people, is a symbol of America, even though she has her roots as a Roman pagan goddess. And in doing creative work, whether one embraces Bridget as a goddess or not, certainly having some communion with Bridget imagery can stimulate one's creative ways of being. Some people do that with fire, the Bridget fire, and I mentioned fire in the head, kind of that creative source of inspiration. Other people find it useful to work with Bridget of the sacred waters, and in this case, the deep well of imaginings, or the wellspring, or Bridget in the form of a fountain of, you know, life-giving water. And so one can pick a particular kind of symbol connected with Bridget and use that as a focal point to help stimulate creativity. And that could be before one does a project. It could be something that one does as a daily spiritual practice to creatively link in with Bridget through one of her symbols. And I'm wondering if there is any particular Bridget imagery that you all work with. Do you have a favorite image of Bridget in your home, a painting or a sculpture? Or do you have one of her symbols that you really work with a lot?
The main thing that we have down here, and we're in our living room, is we have these Bridget's crosses that we made at Circle.
Uh-huh. How many years ago was that?
How many years ago it was? It was a long time ago. So, they're out all the time. We keep them with us. In the house.
We must have made those when we lived in Illinois.
Maybe we did, or when we came back. They're at least 8 or 9 years old.
At least.
Yeah,
right.
I know some people will make them out of brushes each year, and then they'll cast them in the fire because they've made a new one. Well, I tend to keep my objects around, especially if it took a bit to do them. So I actually have Bridget crosses that I've made from past years, and we've really experimented with a number of different materials. Probably the easiest thing for people first learning how to use them are pipe cleaners, and I actually have some traveling Bridget crosses made out of golden pipe cleaners that have been really kind of fun to take with me on the road, and one that I made a very small one to easily fit into a purse or other satchel that I'd be carrying around with me. So I really do think traveling Bridget crosses, in addition to having ones that can stay in one's home, can be really, you know, wonderful spiritual tools to work with. I've been collecting swan images not only because it's a family symbol, but because of its connection with Bridget. And a number of years ago, probably it's even been 2 decades by now, I happened upon a drum that, an Irish drum, that had a beautiful image of a Bridget head on it with swans entwined in her hair. And I may, probably within the next few days, maybe even sooner, it's likely to appear on one of my Facebook pages, probably my main Selena Fox Updates page. I'll share that. And I play that ceremonial drum as a way of calling on Bridget. I don't play the drum except in connection with Bridget Wright's, and I have a kind of Bridget of the Sacred Drum altar, just as one comes into the door of my house. It's just inside the door, and I have a Bridget cross that came from Ireland, and some other Bridget symbols all around the drum. And so that is one of my Bridget shrines. But it's a very functional shrine because each of the symbols that I have hanging on the wall that I can take off and use for creating altars and rituals. In fact, this morning I gathered some, but not all, of my Bridget imagery and created an altar of some of the faces of Bridget in preparation for tonight's show, and to really celebrate the diversity of Bridget, not only from the past, but of the present. I see from the clock that our time has for tonight has come to an end. I want to thank David and Jeanette for helping me with this show. I invite you all to stay tuned for the Pagan Priest Show. I want to thank Ed and Tracy and everyone with Pagans Tonight Radio Network. And if you want more information about Circle Sanctuary, about my work and other things that we're doing, you can go to www.circlesanctuary.org. You can visit me on Twitter, Selena_Fox, or on Facebook, Selena Fox Update. And I will be posting more information about Bridget and celebrating Imbolc as the time unfolds. I also want to thank Gabe, who does audio work and makes it possible for these podcasts to be easily listen to and download it at the Circle Podcast site. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. And next week we'll have an Imbolc ritual and weave together the candle magic, the Bridget magic, and Imbolc traditions in a ritual for celebrating this time of year and connecting with Bridget.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.